Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Harold Mester with you tonight, joined in the studio by County Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich and County Clerk Joe Zarneski. Thanks you both for joining us tonight. Now, you're both here to talk about an exciting new product that's available on the Milwaukee County website. It's called CLIC. It stands for County Legislative Information Center, and lets anybody with internet access have access to all of our legislative files and also keep track of votes taken at the county board. So we're going to start off with a little history here. Supervisor Dmitrievich, you're the chairwoman of the County Board Committee on Information Technology, and that's really where this initiative got moving.
Mm-hmm, that's correct, Harold. Thanks for having me. I do want to start off by thanking Chairman Holloway because he saw fit to name me chairwoman of that committee. And we also name it, it's Project Team, Technology, Efficiency, Accessibility, and Modernization. And that's exactly what we have here with CLIC. We've been working on that committee along with the county clerk here, Joe Zarneski, on moving forward and modernizing our procedures so that we can enhance transparency and allow more sun to shine into the county board and our procedures. Why it's so important to me is that the public policy part of county government is really what affects most, I think, the everyday quality of life of the people that we serve. So it's incredibly important to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to participate. And lastly, historically, we've been working on this for over a year. We've got the funding that has come through, and we do thank the county board and those that have helped in the funding. And this has helped this program come about, and we were able to launch it on June 1st.
So this lets the public, the media, whoever wants to come on and actually read our resolutions instead of calling the county board office, or, you know, even as recently as a few years ago, they had to call to get old-fashioned audio tape recordings of county committee meetings. So this is a big step forward. I know in the county clerk's office, this has been a huge change. And county clerk, I think you've been in office for a couple years now, right? And this is something that that is a big departure from where the office was previously.
When I was elected county clerk, I made a commitment to improve efficiency and accessibility by utilizing new technology. And the Legislative Information Center, or CLIC, does exactly that. It is a tool for citizens to actively participate in their county government by being able to access records of legislative activities of the county board, and a way for us to increase the transparency of county government and to open up the legislative process in county government.
How difficult is the transition in your office? Did you run into some resistance? Did things go smoothly? How was that process?
Things have been going fairly smoothly. One of the advantages of this system is allowing us to get rid of a lot of paper and allowing us to dispose of old technology. For example, the old legislative records or county board files used to be stored on microfilm, which is a 50s, 60s technology. We're saving the taxpayers about $4,000 annually by no longer microfilming those old records. Those records are now going to be digitized and stored in Legistar. And beginning with the records that are created this year, they will be readily available to the public online with just a click of their mouse.
Now, you mentioned Legistar. That's actually the software that powers CLIC in the on the county level. And we were able to work together with the city of Milwaukee on that. Supervisor Dmitrievich, I know that you are one of the key point people on that. Can you describe that partnership that we have?
Yes, it's an intergovernmental agreement. And the city has had this program. We're actually part of the initial implementation and the authors of it in the beginning, which was a little while ago. And us at the county, being that we're such a large entity, $1 billion budget and 1 million people served, it took us a little while to get up to the speed. But, you know, now we've made it through this intergovernmental relationship, which is actually mutually beneficial. We're both saving money and working together, which is a great service to the taxpayers. And I'd like to just kind of say a little bit more on top of what the county clerk said about saving paper, reducing waste. Actually, it's also using our staff people, their time much more wisely and efficiently. In fact, we were able to reduce one position at the county board, which is saving annually at least $90,000. So we're getting a lot more done with the people that we have.
Let's talk about what CLIC actually provides to the public. So you can go on there and get agendas and minutes. What else can folks access whenever they log on?
Can I start with that? Because the part that I'm very excited about is the fact that previous to CLIC and Legistar, our county board committee meetings were a little bit inaccessible. you know, you had to really be there during the day at 9 a.m. Otherwise, you'd have to listen and get some tapes, you know, stored audio. Now you're able to go online and have live streaming or stored audio, which goes on pertaining to each subject and file that you're interested in. So I think it's very interactive, and it really allows the person listening and the constituent who wants to hear on a certain item to feel as if they were actually at the meeting.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most useful parts of it is you can go in to any item, any legislative item, resolution, and be able to access the audio from the committee meeting. And I understand in phase two, we're going to be expanding that. And Supervisor, if you can weigh in on that.
Sure, quickly, I'll weigh in on that. Now that we're building this base, we will be enhancing our infrastructure and adding also in phase two, probably in early of 2012, a video feature, which is extremely exciting because it was very difficult to ever catch us on TV, and only a few of the municipalities countywide had it. And now within the committee meetings, along with the audio, you'll be able to have saved and live video streaming as well. So that'll be an enhanced version as to what we have now, and I think people are going to find it very user-friendly.
County Clerk, whenever you look at the records from the board meetings, I know you maintain the Journal of Proceedings from the county board meetings. Do you still keep like one paper backup copy, or is there a backup system in place for this stuff that's in the system?
There still will be a paper backup copy of most records, but again, it will save us storage costs because, again, part of the software that we're purchasing includes backing up all of these records so that, again, if the server where they are stored would go down due to some unforeseen circumstances, those records still will be maintained. But from a public standpoint, the beauty of it is, say you want to get a report that was done for the county or an audit that was done by the county audit department, and that report might be several hundred pages. You do not have to now come in and file an open records request and maybe pay a copying fee for a 100-page document. You can access that large document right from your home on your personal computer, and if you want a hard copy, you can print it out yourself. And so that is one of the big benefits to the public of this system, is that it will provide access to county government to the average person sitting at home on their personal computer.
Will the experience be any different for people who have they're not an elected official, they're not associated with the county, if they're coming in to go to a meeting? Is there going to be will we still have a few hard copies, or will they be able to plug into our computer system and see what's going on when they're there?
Yes, definitely. We're working, these are still a little bit of a work in progress, but we're working on enhancing our Wi-Fi signal that we have throughout the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Yes, there will still be a few paper copies. That's just going to happen for a while. We're still looking at the way to get through this next budget cycle. I mean, it's a work in progress. It's not perfect, but I like to say that it's not just a begin. It's not, there's no end. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We're just starting.
It's a transition that we're in here. I did want to mention eNotify, which is through the city of Milwaukee. It's another partnership that Milwaukee County has, and that lets people subscribe to different things within Legistar. I don't know if either of you want to talk about that.
Well, that's a system where you can sign up by going to Milwaukee.gov and going to eNotify, and you can get notices of all the county board meetings. As county clerk, you can sign up to receive eNotify notices from the county clerk's office as well. And it, again, is another way where when there is a meeting, if you are interested in, say, the meeting of the County Board Finance Committee, you can sign up and you will automatically be emailed their agendas every month. And another way to provide transparency in government and openness in government to the general public.
Okay, now the website address is county.milwaukee.gov, and we have right at the top of the main page right now is where it has CLIC, C-L-I-C. So that's where you can go, and I assume over time we'll have some other things on that page, but we'll always have a link on the left column there. So it's a great resource, I think, for anybody who wants to follow what's going on, and if they want to keep track of how their supervisor is voting on different things, I think it's leaps and bounds ahead of where we were previously. So anyone else, do you want to add anything else on this as we wrap things up for this segment?
Well, I think it's important, since we have the county clerk here, that he came up with the creative idea of calling it CLIC, because we went back and forth, and I think it's such a wonderful name, very user-friendly. So we thank you, county clerk, for being so creative.
Well, it's been my pleasure to work with Supervisor Dmitrievich and the members of the County Board Technology Committee on this issue. It is a true partnership between the County Clerk's Office, the County Board, and the county government and city government. And just one final thing that, again, makes this so user-friendly is this is a system that is used by other municipalities right here in Wisconsin. It's very similar to the system used by the city of Milwaukee, the city of West Allis, the city of Racine, the city of Madison, so that someone who goes online, who has maybe had experience with those other systems, will recognize the same types of feature on the county system.
That's a great point, and especially with Phase 2, which we're hopeful will be approved as part of the next budget, that we'll have access to the video and we'll be installing cameras in different rooms in the county board offices so that we provide a similar level to what the city of Milwaukee currently does with the video stuff. So it's exciting. Yes. I think it's very nice to have this feature available. So thanks to both of you for being here tonight. Okay. Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich and County Clerk Joe Zarneski. We'll come back with a few announcements and a preview of next month's show when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.